Mr. Wang, you helped to present the report on the apology back in October last year. Could you please talk about how this report and this idea of issuing the apology came about?
Vancouver City Council adopted a formal motion or passed a motion back in 2014 for the city to look at historical discrimination towards people of Chinese descent in Vancouver. So we started a phase one, a preliminary phase, which is to research on the history of the city, especially in the first 60 years since the city was incorporated in 1886. From the research, we got a lot of information as to what council had passed over the years, various bylaws, regulations, and policies which discriminate against the Chinese people. And really, we found that the discrimination was quite commonplace during that time. But this part of the history is not generally known to the public or even to the Chinese community here. So it is actually quite important that we kind of share the research with the general public. And also council at the time of making the motion also made a commitment to acknowledge and publicly apologize for the historical discrimination, because I think they already got a sense that things were not so good back in those days. So they already made that commitment. So when we formed, started the project, the project advisory group already was understanding that we will be working on helping council to draft an apology.
And can you also please talk about some of the historical facts or the discrimination that you talked about on which the report is based?
There were four main areas of discrimination that we found through the research. One is that the Chinese people lost their voting right back in at the very beginning, the incorporation of the city in 1886. As a matter of fact, the first council, which met at the time, was discussing ways to remove the voting rights for the Chinese. And so that was one thing, which is losing the franchise. But that franchise was restored back in 1949. Many years later. The second area, we're talking about how the city also became part of the lobbying effort to senior government, meaning provincial and federal government, to exclude Chinese from immigrating to Canada. So the city council wrote and actively lobbied the senior governments to also levy, for example, the head tax on the Chinese people. And finally, in 1923, also lobbied the federal government to pass what we call the Chinese Immigration Act, which nowadays sometimes we call the Chinese Exclusion Act. And really, from that act, the Chinese were barred from entering Canada for the next 25 years. The third area was how the city used different bylaws, licenses, and other labor regulations to restrict Chinese livelihoods, meaning to make how they can make a living. For example, because of loss of the voting rights, the Chinese were also denied the right to enter into professional associations and professions such as law, pharmacy, medicine, and later on extended to other areas of employment, including nursing, retail, banking. So the first Chinese Canadian professionals were only able to start their practices in the mid-1960s. Another example was that council at various points also tried to use licensing to restrict Chinese workers. There's one good example where using the Municipal Act, the Chinese restaurant owners were asked to actually fire some of the employees which happened to be white waitresses. So that's sort of a very unusual measure. And in the fourth area, the Chinese also were segregated in many ways, including in schools and public spaces like swimming pool and residential areas, hospitals, and even cemeteries. So these restrictions mean that the Chinese residents have to find ways to access certain public facilities or amenities or services. Another good example was that one of the main public swimming pool in Vancouver was restricted to the Chinese until in the late 1940s. So those are all areas of restriction that we, through our research, we found.
And also in presenting your report, you also said that similar problems still exist today for some of the Chinese immigrants to Vancouver or Canada. So what are some of these problems, and how do you think after this apology the city should or is planning to move forward?
I think in our report we pointed out that the problem of discrimination is not only targeting the Chinese, but it could target different groups of people, including like new immigrants to our province, to our city, also discrimination sometimes towards our indigenous community, and also for other minorities. So the problem is not restricted to only discriminating against the Chinese, and actually this apology by extension means that the city will be more vigilant in terms of not allowing such discrimination to happen to any groups or any person. But in terms of nowadays, I think some of the experiences of local, like newcomers to the city, they may also experience some kind of problems and challenges finding work because they lack local experience. But the problems are different nowadays from the past. So it's really more about how, if this person doesn't speak the language, whether he or she can access services provided by the city, or whether they can access information, or whether they can find reasonable employment. Those are really the issues that affect us nowadays.